Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, everybody. This is LaToya Burns. Get ready.
Who you with?
Hey.
Who you crew? Who you clear?
Okay.
Who you fan? Who you sick? Who you gang? Who you red? Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. That my crew, that my clique. That my fan, that my sis. That my gang, that my bitch. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my tribe. Aye, yeah. That my tribe. Yeah, aye. Feel like one of the crew. Feel like one of the crew. Ain't got nothing to do. Ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue. Feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you. We got money to move. Put your pride in the trash bin. Too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla. You ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing. Hate the plot, love the casting. Trying to catch a nigga lacking. Bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent. And a funky way of dancing. And we give the world our passion. And they still afraid of black skin. Niggas trying to split a fraction. Small money for the trapping. Stadiums full of vibranium in the land of the black skin. And it's time that we cashing. Feel the hunger like I'm fat.
This new song by Jadenna called Tribe. If you haven't heard it, please go look it up. I already know I don't own the rights, but I'm jamming. Again, this is Miss Millions, Miss LaToya Bird, Miss Lady Legacy, La LaToya on Instagram, and I also go by Toya Tubman. Shout out to everybody who understands Harriet Tubman and what she did. Listen, I want to welcome you to the call. I want to welcome you to the I Love Down South Network. We're doing something a little different, all right? So I want you to get ready. We got a hot little few minutes for you because we have a special group of millennials that are joining us this evening. And, of course, you guys know that I stay true to anything dealing with health and wealth. And so tonight we're going to be talking about the millionaire mindset and the millennial mindset as it relates to money. And I am just so fired up and excited to see a group of millennials from diverse backgrounds coming together to say, you know what, it's time for us to do something together and make a difference. Guys, if you're on Instagram, if you're on social media, please go check out Youngpreneur.tv on IG, okay? Two times for everybody who on IG. I'm just starting to use it. But, yes, go check them out really quickly. The whole entire crew will actually be on the line. So get ready for that. If you're looking in the show description, just go ahead and click on their link where you can connect with them directly. You can also connect with me directly, all right? So you guys haven't heard from me in quite some time. So I'm excited to be back on the line, to be back on the show. And all of this has been in the works, really. I've been talking about it for the past few weeks, but not really sure how it was going to manifest and come into play. And then recently in my business world, in my business family, I had the opportunity to see some young people doing amazing things. And so, you know, I'm already like, let me help you out. Let's use that energy in a positive way. And they don't need much help. They just need partners, advocates who are supporting millennials in business. A lot of people out there are looking down at millennials who are pursuing their dreams, and they're talking black magic, negative talk to people and their aspirations. And I'm telling you right now on my show, if you come in with that craziness, it's going to be an issue, and we're going to ring the alarm on your behind. But without further ado, I want to go ahead and introduce you to you the group Youngpreneurs, a millennial's money mindset. I believe I have the whole entire crew on the line. If you know who you are, can I have Ayana on the line? Just do a mic check. Is Ayana on the line?
Yes, ma'am. Ayana is on the line.
All right, all right, all right. And then do I have Mr. Isaac on the line?
Yes, yes, yes. I am on the line.
Okay, okay, for the check-in. And do I have Mr. Money Marvin's on the line?
Yes, you do. You got Marvin's and Marvin's on the line. He right next to me, and we running.
Yo,
stuff out here.
Yeah, I didn't know what time it is, man. We on board.
That's what's up. Listen, I also know that there's one more member of the group who is one of the newest members. Is Vince on the line?
Yeah, this is Vince. How's it going?
Hey, peace and blessings to every one of you guys. So listen, you know, I of course, I knew Isaac first, but I'm not sure how this whole thing began to shape and form. So I'm going to ask Isaac if he could take the lead on telling me. No. Before I do that, let me let the people know who you guys are. All right. And of course, we're going to start with the ladies first, and then we're going to go into how you guys got started. All right. Ayana, can you please tell us, like, who you are? What's your flavor? What's your vibe? And why are you a youngpreneur?
Hi. So I just want to introduce myself. My name is Ayana Moran. I'm 18 years old. I want to be a youngpreneur because I want to change the world.
That's right. Okay, hold on. Let me get some sirens on that. Hold on. Yes. Queen says
yes,
she wants to change the world. So let me ask you, why is that why you're a part of Youngpreneur?
Yes, ma'am. That's why we started this, so we can inspire all the young people who want to change the world, that they can change it, whether it's their world or the real world. It don't matter.
That's what's up. I like that. All right, Ayana, I see you. All right, Isaac, if you can give a little introduction to who you are, your flavor, your vibe, and, like, why you are a youngpreneur.
All right, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you loud and clear. You got it.
All right. Well, you know, based off, you know, feeding off what Ayana said, I'm actually here just to change the world, but instead of just the world in general, I'm here to change, you know, millennials and people in my generation as of right now. And even Generation X, because people aren't doing what we're doing. People aren't educating, and we're just educators and helping the community. That's why I want to be a youngpreneur.
That's what's up. And if you don't mind me asking, brother, how old are you?
Me, I am 19 years old.
Woo! Listen, I don't even know if I remember what I was doing at 19. I just remember 18 because I graduated. But listen, shout out to everybody that's under 40. Oops. Okay, yes, I am Generation X, representing proud. All right, cool. Now it's Marvin's on the line. Marvin, introduce us to who you are and why you're a youngpreneur.
Hey, what's good? This is Marvin. I'm 21 years old, and I'm a youngpreneur because I'm here to liberate my community and to help them realize how big they really are, and to help them realize their true potential so that they could follow their dreams and just become great, because I just want to see people be great, honestly. And I'm just here for it.
Okay. That's what's up. That man say he want to be great. Make sure everybody know they great. And how old are you?
I'm 21 years old right now.
Okay. It sounds like you're the oldest so far. All right. I'm going to get to the other Marvins in a second. I'm going to let the second Marvin go last because I got something special for him. And Vince, Mr. Vince, can you tell us a little bit about who you are and why you are a youngpreneur?
Hey, how's it going? My name is Vince.
My real name is Evenson Philistine. They call me Vince for short, of course. But I'm 20 years old, and I'm trying to be an entrepreneur. I'm going to just let that sink in real quick.
Okay.
Like I said, I'm 20 okay. years old and trying to be an entrepreneur. You get what I'm saying? And you don't hear that as often, especially Ayana. You know, she's 18. But I'm not going to get off topic. But overall, what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to show the world that even young people could, you know, it don't have to take years to learn something. Like, you guys can start us off young learning something, and we can build just off of it as if we were, you know, 30s or 32, 33. You know, most kids, they feel like they want it now, but they don't look at the long term. And we're trying to show them that it's also cool and exciting to learn as the long term as well.
That's right. I love that. Thank you, Vince. He said, let that sink in for a minute. Now, listen, the gentleman that I want to talk to really quickly right now is the other Marvins. You know, we have Marvins with a E or an I in them. Oh, listen, both of their names are Marvin. They're spelled different. But this gentleman, his energy is so interesting. It's so unique and refreshing, like everybody in the group. But I want to know, to Marvin number two, what makes you excited about being a youngpreneur?
First off, how's it going, everybody? This Marvin's on the line. Yo, what it is? They kind of 305. Shout out to y'all guys. Okay. You feel me?
Okay.
Hey, yep. I just want to say, first of all, thank you for having me on the air. This is my first time on the air. I'm really excited about it. And yeah, my name is Marvin with an I. That, for anybody that's wondering, but the reason I want to become a young entrepreneur is because, man, there's not too many of us, you know. Young people with great minds that have great ideas. And I feel like if we all unite and stand as one, you feel me, put the ideas together, man, we can take it far. Because, you know, this is the young generation. Everybody's going to look at us. And when we become 30, 40 years old, we want to set like a legacy behind, you know, like we did that, you know, at the age of 19, 18, 20 and up, you know?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Something you said stood out to me. And, He said we did that. And that's exactly what leaving a legacy is all about. That's why whatever y'all doing, I'm going to celebrate it. I'm going to promote it. I'm going to be there to support you in whichever way that I can. Because I know where I was at 18 and 19. So I'm going to be 40 in December. So I'm making up for financial decisions that I did or did not make between the ages of 18 and 23. So imagine that you guys are starting out, especially Ayana, you're the baby of the group just because of age, but your energy makes you 20 feet tall. So I'm so excited about all of that, all of the frequency, all of the aspirations, all of the dreams and goals that you guys have. So who are you guys looking for? Like, how do you find people to join your group, or why should people even be, you know, trying to be down with y'all? What do y'all have to offer? And anybody can take that.
Well, what we have to offer is just educating the people about finances, you know. Especially people of color, we don't really know anything about how money works. So we just spreading knowledge, you know. Anyone can do it, so we inspire everyone to do it. Anyone can join a youngpreneur. You just got to be a young entrepreneur with a great mind and a hard-working attitude.
Ooh, she said, great mind and hardworking attitude. And so, does this include the young at heart? Because I'm not.
Yes, it
no,
does.
I'm
it
30.
Does.
Anybody can join.
Okay. Isaac, it sounded like you were going to say something earlier, too. Like, what are you guys offering to the young and the young at heart?
You know, like I said, we're here to educate, and, you know, even if, like I said, people who are 30 years old, they could be a youngpreneur, because at the end of the day, age, I think of age is not a number, but, like, even though I'm 19, you have Ayana 18, you got Marvin's 21, and you got Vince 20, you got the other Marvin's, what he said, I think he's 22, but age is not a number. Because we talk and act like if we're 40s beyond our years. So It doesn't matter what how old you are, but it's the knowledge that you have and you're willing to share to give to other people who don't know.
That's right.
So that is
That's
our mission.
That
is what we're going to do.
Man, okay. So, like, that was a lot said. I love what you said, Isaac. And I just want to touch on the fact that for those of you that are, you know, you're building this brand and to spread financial, you know, literacy information and liberate the community, do you find a challenge? Does anyone else, maybe Vince or Marvin's and Marvin's, do you guys find a challenge when you're talking to older people? Do you find it challenging when you're talking to older people?
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, challenging talking to older people. I feel like there are some challenges with talking to older people because when I start speaking to them about financial services, they feel like they know a little bit. Like they're like, what do you know? If you get what I'm saying, because you're still young. But when I start speaking to them more about it, they're like, oh, you know this. When I open my mouth, they see me as somebody else. Like, there was this dude, he was like, you act like you're 30, but you're only 21. And most people always ask me my age. They're like, what's your age, man, or what are you doing? So there are some challenges to it, but at the same time, you can always work past it. And once you start speaking to them and getting to know the person, they'll realize that you are a little ahead of, and your age means nothing.
That's right. All right, would anybody else like to chime in on that? Because I'm about to drop a bomb on y'all that's going to change the game for anybody who is a young entrepreneur. Anybody else want to speak to the challenges of the, yeah. Hello, I can hear you guys.
Hello?
Yes, would you like to say something? Who's this?
Yes, just to add on what he said, talking to older people, sometimes they do feel kind of intimidated, like sometimes even if they don't know, but we still encourage each other to continue to try because it's going to be that one person that's like, hey, let me receive this energy. Let me receive what they're telling me, you know, to another level. And look, knowledge, it doesn't come with an age. That's what people don't know. Knowledge doesn't come with an age. Knowledge is more of an experience. Knowledge is more what you take in, what you have inside of you. That's what most people, you know, some people don't understand. But, you know, when it comes to, like, talking to older people, I feel like it's more of a challenge to have them understand that although you're young, you can still have the knowledge of, an entrepreneur as well.
Absolutely. I love all your responses. And what I want to say to give you guys some words of encouragement, being an older person, being like twice your age, listen, when you step to somebody, break the ice and be like, hey, man, you look pretty sharp. I wonder, you know, what was the 20-year-old you like? Like, if I was a version of you at 20 years old, what would you tell me? You get what I'm saying? Like, have you ever thought about, dang, if I knew what I knew now back then, how would your life change? How would your financial situation change? What would you do different? What business would you start?
Well, that's powerful.
You feel me? Because now you're, Vince, now you're bringing them back to their experiences. And then you could let them know and say, hey, my name is Vince. I know you're probably twice my age, but I'm so interested in finding out what would you tell the 20-year-old you about money? Because I've been learning about money and I'm doing a lot of things to educate and empower the community. But if I don't connect and find out people's experiences and find out what they know, I may be limiting my knowledge and I wouldn't want to do that. So what would you tell a 20-year-old you? You know what I mean? That's a whole different conversation. That's a conversation at the bar where you probably can't even have a drink yet. You feel me? And now they looking at you like, oh, okay.
So to the youngpreneur, no matter what you're doing, I know you guys are empowering on the financial note and financial education, but you guys could be selling rocks and plants or dirt. It doesn't matter. You got to know how to bring that energy. You got to know how to have that confidence, and that's what I see. So I'm going to be checking you guys out on your Instagram. I'm going to be following you. I'm going to be giving you a shout out, and I definitely want to see what we can do if we could keep this show going, whether it's once a week, once a month. I don't know. Let's see what we can do, because more people, the young at heart and the millennials, they need to know that there's a home out there, there's a tribe out there that can provide some support to them. So as we get ready to wrap up, can you believe we only have like 8 minutes left? Oh my gosh. So like, as we begin to wrap up, like, tell us what we can expect from you guys, or not even, maybe I'll save that for last, but maybe what do you guys do to harness all this young, amazing energy? Like, what's a day-to-day for a youngpreneur?
I believe that, you know, anybody can do it, like, especially when it comes day-to-day, because we just constantly uplift each other, even though it is a competition between all of us. So it is a competition, but we continue to inspire everybody, whoever is in this, and we continue to motivate because we know the potential that everybody has. That's why when we go out there and we go talk to people, young, older than us, we tell them, because we already know that they have the potential, they just don't know it yet, so we're there to lock it for them.
Okay, that's
Latoya, you asked how we harness our energy?
Mm-hmm.
Well, personally speaking, I harness it by using the feeling in my gut that tells me what I'm doing is exactly what I'm meant to do, that is my purpose, and using it to push past anything that I feel is an obstacle or any feelings of doubt that I might have or any second guesses. I just use my instincts to push me on, to push me forward. I try not to overthink anything, because when you overthink, you tend to stop
doubt.
Yourself from opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So that's my advice, you know, just push past it. If you feel it in your gut, trust your gut.
That's what's up. That's a very strong tip. And do you know the people that are twice your age, they're battling with that because they're in a comfortable but uncomfortable position with their 9-to-5. And so tapping into entrepreneurship, tapping into business, it's kind of taboo for them. And so they tend not to even listen to their heart, to their gut. They don't listen to any, they're not even human anymore. They're just zombies waking up, going to work, going to sleep, eating, using the bathroom. You know, it's an endless cycle. So, like, let me know who in the group could tell our listening audience, like, a little bit more detail. Give them some nuggets. I know you guys say you do financial, you know, literacy, and you want financial liberation for your community. But what services do you guys provide? Did y'all go to sleep? Like, nobody said anything.
No.
It was crickets.
I'm sorry. I think we were all waiting, like, okay, I think they're going to go. But I'll
because it's like, right, because I've already talked a lot. Ayana talked a lot. I'm thinking somebody else is going to take over. But, okay, go ahead, Ayana. It's yours.
Well, Marvin's could take over.
Wow, that's crazy. I gotcha. So, basically, we provide financial services, like we say. I'm trying to liberate and educate my community and create a strong foundation for them, create generational wealth. And by doing that, we provide services such as life insurance, debt settlement. We do annuities, long-term cares, and IRAs, Roth IRAs, and things of that nature.
and also 401k rollover. So we basically help families. Basically,
Marvin,
help family. I have somebody talking in my ear in the background. That's why I keep messing up. But
hey,
yeah,
hey, tell them it's youngpreneurs on the line, and we on the online talk radio show. We don't got time for distractions. You feel me? We got time
exactly.
for elevation, liberation, and they need to go ahead and sit down.
All that. Latoya, give them smoke real quick. Let them know.
So who exactly
don't got
is
time.
It?
Huh?
Who is it?
Okay. Who is it? It's Ayana to
yeah.
be real, but like she didn't want to talk. She didn't want to talk.
Oh Lord.
Like get
oh,
out.
Oh Lord.
Get out.
Okay. So.
Anybody else want to chime
yeah.
in?
Do you
yeah,
want to
so,
chime in?
So I feel like overall what we provide is the knowledge of knowing what you do with your money. Like, for example, most people put their money in the banks. Most people put their money in, you know, real estate. Most people put their money in stocks, not knowing that it's really not safe to put your money in stocks. It's really not safe to put your money in real estate. But one thing that is safe, that you're guaranteed no tax, is putting your money in life insurance. Most people, like, for example, to be specific, more like black young males and females, we don't know about this stuff because they don't really teach us this in school. We actually educate you on this overall. Like Ayana is very good at elaborating on that. If Ayana wants to take over, she can. But I could talk all day. I'm saying.
I love it.
I mean,
listen.
I think y'all want me to talk, so I'll talk then. You know.
Go ahead. You got a good 60 seconds. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So, basically, many people don't know that life insurance can be used as an investment vehicle. Many people of our color, you know, we just think life insurance is money you get when you die. But it's not. That's not the case. It comes with so many more benefits that banks, stock markets, real estate, that they don't come with, you know. So, a lot of people don't know to invest their money in life insurance, and we just try to spread that information.
That's what's up. First of all, I want to say, like, I'm bowing down. I'm taking my hat off and doing a curtsy to you all because respect is due. Like, it's amazing to see you guys doing it. And let me tell you, get ready, because guess what? I want to see posts from different people within y'all group on y'all Instagram. I want to see what y'all have going on YouTube. This show right now is going to be archived. You can, like, actually keep sending this link out to people and say, hey, check out our show. This is our first online talk show. We're doing amazing things. If you're a young entrepreneur or want to be a young entrepreneur or young at heart and looking to get into business, connect with us. You get what I'm saying? I want to see these updates. I want to see you guys having fun. And listen, that's my time. Like I said, if you're looking at us online, click on the show description. Click on the youngpreneur.tv Instagram link. Click on my link if you want to be on this show. All right? If you want to connect with the youngpreneurs, their Instagram is there. If you want to be on the show, listen, hit me up. I'm all about whatever makes sense, period. Whatever makes money, period. If it's helping the community, listen, I'm with it. And you're just going to see more from our community. You're going to see more from me, and you're going to see more from youngpreneurs. And I'm really excited to be partnering with them because I, too, am in the financial services. So, like, shout out to everybody. We're going to ride out to this tribe song. Guys, go ahead and do your signatures. Let them know, you know, where they can find you on Instagram.
Yes, ma'am. You can find us on Instagram at youngpreneur.tv. You can also find us on YouTube. We don't have any videos just yet, but we are youngpreneur.tv on YouTube as well.
That's right. Hey, guys, go ahead and check them out. We about to ride out to this, the Jenna. I don't own the rights to this, but I'm jamming to this. Let's go, baby.
Who you gang? Who you real? Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. That my crew, that my clique. That my fan, that my sis. That my gang, that my bitch. Fuck 'em all, fuck 'em all. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my tribe. Yeah, yeah. That my tribe. Aye, yeah. That my tribe. Yeah, aye. Feel like one of the crew. Feel like one of the crew. Ain't got nothing to do. Ain't got nothing to do. Feel like super glue. Feel like one of the crew. And I'm running with you. We got money to move. Put your pride in a trash bin. Too much ego in the captions. Don't get swept up like a Tesla. You ain't really need the gassing. Hate to see my niggas clashing. Hate the plot, love the casting. Trying to catch a nigga lacking. Bet the tribe will outlast them. Every nigga got an accent. And a funky way of dancing. And we give the world our passion. And they still afraid of black skin. Niggas trying to split a fraction. Small money for the trapping.